Welcome, friends and families, to the 17th Annual December Graduate Recognition Ceremony. I am Mame Breachum, the Senior Class Commencement Chair and a member of the Senior Class Council. The academic procession is about to begin. Please take your seats and kindly clear all aisles. Also, please take a moment to make sure that the ringers on your cell phones are turned off. This event is being live streamed for the web, so please remain in your seats during the ceremony so as to not block the cameras by the video staff and professional photographers. The video can be viewed at CornellCast next week. There will be opportunities to take photos with your students after the ceremony. Please take a moment to locate the closest exit to you, as it may be behind you. In case of an emergency, listen carefully to instructions over the PA system and proceed in a calm manner. Thank you. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce the readers from each college who will be announcing the degree candidates' names today. From the Graduate School, Associate Dean Sarah Zairath Hernandez. College of Engineering, Associate Dean Michael Thompson. School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Assistant Dean Kara Lombardi. College of Architecture, Art and Planning, Assistant Professor Timur Dugan. College of Human Ecology, Associate Dean Margaret Frey. College of Arts and Sciences, Assistant Dean Bonnie Carmella. Johnson Graduate School of Management, Assistant Dean Amanda Shaw. School of Hotel Administration, Associate Dean Alex Suskind. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, Director of Undergraduate Studies, David Lennox. College of Art, Agriculture and Life Sciences, Associate Dean, Donald Vians. Please join us at the reception afterward. Thank you for being here for this special day.
Thank you. Good morning. May all please be seated. I am Professor Poppy McLeod, the University Marshal. The assembly is hereby called to order. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the Provost of Cornell University, Michael I. Kotlikoff.
Good morning, students, colleagues, families, and friends. Welcome to this joyful and well-deserved celebration of your accomplishments. On behalf of the faculty of Cornell, I am proud to join with all of you in honoring our mid-year graduates. Degree candidates, whether you are now completing your bachelor's, master's, or PhD, we congratulate you on all you have achieved. It is our hope that your time at Cornell has not only increased your knowledge and skills, but helped you refine your goals and better understand yourself and your aspirations. We hope that you leave empowered to think critically and to act constructively. And we wish for all of you the deep satisfaction of a life filled with intellectual exploration and intellectual adventure. I speak for all of Cornell's faculty in offering congratulations and best wishes for all of your future endeavors. Now, please join me in welcoming Cornell's president, Martha E. Pollack.
Thank you, Provost Kotlikoff. Good morning, everyone. How is everyone? I'm really delighted to welcome the families, the friends, and all of you graduates. Congratulations, graduates. Before I go on, I want to ask all the graduates to stand up. Everybody stand up. Turn around. Find your family or your friends or whoever's here to support you and wave at them and thank them. Okay, you can sit down. You can sit down. I gotta tell you, it's one more reason to love December graduation, because the graduates can actually see the family and friends that they're waving at. Really, December graduation is one of my favorite events of the year, and there are a few reasons for that. First, as Cornell graduations go, it's relatively small. We only have about 500 graduates, as opposed to the 5,500 or so that we have in May. Second, it's indoors. We don't have to worry about umbrellas or sunscreen or shades. The commencement office doesn't have to have a severe weather plan, and I don't have to wonder if my speech is going to get soaked and unable for me to read it. Best of all, though, when it's time to confer degrees, I can shake hands with each and every one of you. Now, if we did that at May commencement with 5,500 graduates, if you calculate about 6 seconds per handshake, we'd be conferring degrees for a little over 9 hours. And imagine what would happen if we actually handed out diplomas and we got just one of them in the wrong order. It would be a mess. I've been the president at Cornell for 2.5 years now, and this is my 6th commencement, and that means my 6th commencement speech. Before I gave the first one, I did a totally unscientific poll of my colleagues, and I discovered a truth that probably should not have been too surprising. Almost no one remembered anything about their own commencement speech. This was reassuring at first, but then I started to see it as a challenge. After all, the entire point of ending a university education that involved roughly 1,680 lectures with lecture number 1,681 is that there should be some new piece of knowledge shared, and if nobody remembers it, what's the point? So, like any good academic, I did my research into what makes a speech resonate with its listeners. A few years ago, Admiral William H. McRaven of the University of Texas System set the bar impossibly high for the rest of us for a speech in which he asserted that, if you want to change the world, start by making your bed. That speech is closing in on 10 million YouTube views, and I can only wonder how many neatly made beds, although if I had to guess, probably fewer beds than YouTube views. 24 years ago, the late New York Times columnist Russell Baker got up in front of a class of Connecticut college graduates and gave them one word of advice about going out into the world. Don't. Now, like you, the graduates all laughed, but I'm sure the Connecticut College president cringed. We presidents like our graduates to actually graduate. The most memorable speeches, I quickly realized, chose the simplest messages. Make your bed, wear sunscreen, never give in. It's a useful tool for building a speech. You can use one imperative for so many things. A few months ago, at our new student convocation, I told our entering class to make it a point to talk with one another and work to build new friendships. I told them to embrace difference and to be open to new experiences. I don't actually know if they remember any of that, but I know they remember how I told them to do it, by taking off their headphones. And if you're wondering how I know, it's because at least once a week this past semester, I'd pass someone on campus who would wave frantically at me, point to their ears and say, "See, no headphones." But the uncomfortable truth of this world is that there isn't much pithy advice that really is applicable to everyone and every situation. Make your bed? Plenty of people have changed the world without doing it once. Wear sunscreen? The research on that isn't as clear as it used to be. Never give in? With all due respect to Mr. Churchill, sometimes the best thing we can do in life is admit that we were wrong, learn from our mistake, and move on. Personally, I stand by my take off your headphones as good advice, but there's a time and a place for most things, and sometimes you've got a prelim in the morning, you need everyone to leave you alone, and headphones are the way forward, although none of you have exactly that excuse anymore. Whatever each of you studied at Cornell, I hope you came away with the understanding that the world we live in is complex. Our experiences are unique, our paths will diverge, one person's answer is another person's question. So it's not easy to pick one piece of advice that will apply to all of you, that will carry forward what you learned at Cornell, and that you might even remember once you walk out of this building. But if there's one word, one single imperative for all of you as you leave Cornell for whatever lies ahead, it's the same word that your first grade teacher probably used, and that you probably saw on a poster on the wall of the first library you ever visited. One word, read. Read books, read fiction, read history, read long-form journalism, read poetry and biographies. Don't just read the news, don't just read academic journals or law briefs or research papers. Definitely don't just read your Twitter and Instagram feeds. Read what you can lose yourself in. Read what you love. Read what makes you happy, and read what makes you feel. Read to continue to learn about your world, and read to enter a world that belongs to someone else. Books, as Stephen King once put it, are a uniquely portable magic, an act of telepathy across distance and across time. They're a way to connect me and here and now to anyone and anywhere and anytime. They're a way to look right inside the mind and the soul of people you could never meet, sometimes people who never even existed. And they're a way, maybe the only way, to look out at the world from behind someone else's eyes, to see it as it's seen by someone who's not you. I hope that all of you in your time at Cornell have learned to do just that, to see things from a different point of view. Whether you were here for 2 years or four or more than that, you didn't just acquire knowledge, you learned how to learn. You didn't just make friends, you became one. You didn't just meet people who were different, you learned what difference meant. You've lived in a community of diversity and curiosity, of experiment and exploration. You've learned to value not just knowledge, but the many winding paths we take to find it. And I hope all of you have developed in your time at Cornell the one skill that is more essential in this world than it has ever been before, to learn with and from any person and any study. So what I'm asking you to do when I ask you to read is to carry out with you the Cornell ethos of seeking truth and valuing knowledge, of embracing diversity and bridging difference. Carry it out with you tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. So, read. Read to understand what's in the world that you can't see, can't touch, can't experience on your own. If you do that, the Cornell education you began here will truly never end. And when you return your gown and you pack up your apartment and you eat your last Cornell ice cream and you move on to whatever lies ahead, wherever you go, remember what you learned in Ithaca and remember to bring a book. Congratulations to all of you. Cornell will always be a part of you, just as you will always be a part of Cornell.
Thank you, President Pollack. At this time, please welcome Senior Class Council President Jesus Ruiz to the platform.
Thank you, Professor McLeod. Good morning, everyone, and congratulations, graduates. Even though I am not graduating until May, when I picked up my cap and gown for today's ceremony, the finish line suddenly started seeming much closer, and I thought ahead to the end of my own time at Cornell. I didn't think about all the things I will be soon doing for the last time. I started thinking about the first times and the many times. The first time I sat down with my friends on the slope, watching the sun go down over Cayuga Lake on a chilly fall evening, watching the sun turn different shades of pink, orange, and purple. The many times I waited for the TCAT bus in the middle of the winter, stomping my feet to keep them warm. The revelation that Cornell apple cider is nothing like apple juice. I thought about what says Cornell to me. The smell of old books that hits you when you walk into the stacks, the sound of the chimes every quarter and during the daily concert, the feeling of satisfaction when you recognize which Disney movie that chime song is from, and the slight feeling of guilt when you hear the alma mater and try to sing along, but don't know any of the lines between Far Above Cayuga's Waters and Hell, Oh Hell, Cornell. As I sat on my computer, trying to focus my thoughts and distracted by my memories, I did what most procrastinating students do. I put on headphones, and I checked Instagram. And there was a post from Cornell Admissions congratulating and welcoming the new members of the class of 2024. For a minute, instead of seeing class of 2024, I saw class of 2020. And thought back to before my time at Cornell, to the moment I found out I was coming here. I asked myself, what will I tell myself then? The answer came quicker than I expected. I will tell myself, enjoy the journey. In my first semester here, Professor Peter Katzenstein, during our last class, instead of teaching us about American Imperium, which he still put on the final, by the way, tell me one of the most important lessons I've learned. In tears, Professor Katzenstein told us to follow our passions, enjoy the journey, and to not trade our dreams for a bigger paycheck. While doing that, he read to us Ithaca, spelled with a K, by C.P. Cavafy. The following excerpt seems fitting for today. Keep Ithaca always in your mind. Arriving there is what you're destined for. But don't hurry the journey at all. Better if it lasts for years, so you're old by the time you reach the island, wealthy with all you gain on the way, not expecting Ithaca to make you rich. Ithaca gave you the marvelous journey. Without her, you wouldn't have set out. She has nothing left to give you now. Cornell has given us that journey. It taught us that it is okay to make mistakes, and even sometimes to fail. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about getting there, but how you got there. The memories I have of Cornell are not only of the successes, but the paths we took to them. The countless nights spent studying at Olin, having to say no to your friends when they asked you to go out, and watching the sun come up as we pack up to go home after studying all night. It is through the process that we learn that it is okay not to succeed every time. It is okay to ask for help. That at times it is important to take a day off, to rest, to reflect on how we resolve problems and who we truly are. The path to success is not a straight uphill slope. Instead, the path to success is very much like the paths across this campus. A bumpy road with dips and peaks. At times, the path might become flat, and you might think you're no longer rising. A path might take you down different turns and twists and back to maybe the point you started. At times, you might end up in a path you never expected or wanted to be in. But that's the beauty of life, not being sure what the path ahead of us holds for us. Our Cornell journey is far from over. It's only beginning. Congratulations, graduates.
Thank you, Jesus. We will now recognize the December degree candidates individually. I will call each dean forward, and the candidates will rise and approach the platform. Will the dean of the graduate school, Barbara Newth, please step forward? The reader of the graduate school, approach the stage, and the doctoral candidates, approach the platform. The doctoral candidates will each be officially hooded by Dean Newth, signifying their success in completing a doctoral degree program.
Catherine Buck Robbins. Ying Zhan. Yi-Ping Wang. Navjinder Singhota. Kevin Kimura. Patrick Edward White. Karen Barnard. Edward Lee. Juan Felipe Beltran Lacutere. Brandon Benton. Taylor Scott Clausen. Jung-hoon Cho. Alida Perez Fodich. Jacob Ruff. Xiaoyun Chuan. Hannah Yu Hao. Chi Nan Hu.
Will master candidates from the graduate school please approach the platform?
Tram Nguyen. Yi-Ting Megan Wu. Michaela Fowler. Wei Yi Ho. Lee Chai. Chi Zhuang. Amarachi Amazium. Xin Ten Gu. Xiaolin Mao. Bi Chen Shu. Zhen Rei Deng. Yi Shen Zhang. Hai Shen Wang. N Kai Tan. Xu Wang. Yi Ran Wang. Shirley Wang. Yu Wei Zhang. Shi Yao Zhang. Ti Yan Zhu Yang. Shi Chen Wang. James Kong. Adam Gu. Camille Canine Gomez. Andrea Gonzalez Del Valle. Lily Krosky Angler. Ian Lomelli. Ryan Wu. Xin Feng Han. Yang Feng. Boa Su. Ethan Erickson. Kai Fun Ding. Maria Eugenia Rodriguez Flores. Albert Caldarelli. Wen Zhu Wu Xu. Salvador Alejo. Yang Jun Shu. Jean G. Chi. Ching Wan Cheng. Joshua Kessler. Jordan Silbert. Sun Chi Ren. Li Jin Liu. Charles Higginbotham. Justin Lianza. Dora Tan. Joe Tung Lee. Ran Jia.
Thank you, Dean Newth. Will the Dean of the College of Engineering, Lance Collins, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Elizabeth Bach. Jifrei Song. Adam Athus. Andrew Sims. Gengwei Chen. Draw Chen. Peter Lee. Dana Siao. Alan Yan. Yansen Wang. Han Yui. Chan Chan Ho. Jin Tri. Ziyu Sheng. Weiran Wang.
Thank you, Ben.
Fang Man Tri. Young Zi Sun. Zoe Wang. Fong Chen. Yuting Biao. Chenwan Huang. Mengfei Jiang. Victor Kong. Adam Wolfson. Peter Haddad. Michael Lapola. Brandon Cates. Xiaochung Zhang. Xiaoshan Yang. Leo Yifeng, Haonan Zong, Yuhan Lin, Xinhua Zhang, Nikita Srivastava, So Yong Min, Emma Ramsden, Phoebe Dasik, Monica Bandy, Rebecca Cooper, Rebecca Paige Lublin, Patrick Hilkeba, Catherine Roberts, Samuel Creighton, Patrick Levin, Clark Uhl, Richard Wang, Sharon Cho, Yolim Jo, Helen Jung, Mark Unter, Lee Puckett, Jia Cheng Wu, Chi Huang, Jin Cho, Dawei Ye, Rick Lin, Samuel Kloster, Amina Rahil Marea, Catherine Ann Johnson, Christine Ajmo, Alexander Rodriguez, Daniel Rong, Xiao Tian Liu, Yuxin Zhou, Navitha Vethochalam, Victoria Tu, Patrick Clobridge, Rajiv Kamaradi, Ray Brigham, Amrita Ramamurthy, Jamie Wong, Mary Essex, Leah Balkan, Zayu Hu, Tigran Mehrabian, Christopher Galantino, Akshath Garg, Samba So, Lawrence K. White III, Kyle Waddell, Eric Bachu, Cece He, Daniel Leung, Bowen Mao, Jae Lee,
how far? Too far ahead. So go ahead. Are you Shirley? The next one is Shirley Mary.
That's you? I got a little ahead, I apologize. Shirley Barry Thomas. I keep track a little more. Kai Yu. Zhongyi Shen. Jinghao Hu. Chungling Liu. Benjamin Lee. Jillian Foley, Kushang Liu, Bo Pa, Yiming Yan, Chua Zer Huang, Aiping Tang, Tan, Ziyu Liu, Alex Chen, Ryan Tyne, Chinya Zeng, Jiashen Liu, King Yu, Jingyi Wang, Qinyu Zhao, Xiwen Chen, Jingyi Hu, Zhaoqi Song, Yishan Cheng, Zitao Chung, Chen Yang Zan, Brian Louis, Wilson Livichuka, Timothy Paragao, Jia Yang Wang, Qiji Hong, Jing Dang, Yui Q, Wubing Bai, Han Shi, Ping Hao Dong, Sheng Guang Bai, Yuan Yuan Zhao, Chendi Guan, Cohen Wang, Haoran Yan, Peiyan Zhu, Xinya Wang, Xinye Liu, Yiwei Wang, Siyi Wei, Sanuth Karunakaram, Yamani Nandakumar, Tian Yu, Chengnan Zhu, Zhu Yang Xiao, Yuan Jiang, Rikong Cheng, Janing Wang, Natalie Elizabeth Cantiro Hernandez, Michelle O'Brien, Sebastian Bacco, Stephen Cheng, Kevin Guo, Aaron Bu, Chen Yi Li, Jishen Chen, Yanling Wu, Zhuxiao Wang, Bob Han, Zongxi Shan, Shar, Zhuman Liang, Sherry Wang, Jintao Wan, Xia He, Nihal Rawat, Rohit Krishna Kumar, Jackson Sif, Asad Margoob, Labanch Atrawal, Xiaojin Ma, Feng Shu, Jonathan Thompson, Vivian Kaniga, Minghan Shi, Zhu Run Chu, Yang Yang Peng, Yuki Hong, Zhao Hao Zhan, Jinxiao Yin, Jia Peng. Weizan Li and Drew Henry. We now recognize the Bachelors of Science, Bachelors of Engineering students. Catherine Luisa Mancini. Zi Biao Wang. Jihu Wang. Abby Beeler, Braden Kozarski, Rebecca Thron, Tingwei Liu, Jacob Partridge, Rong Tang, Rino Ashwin Ramsaha, Brendan Fox, Sena Na, Jessica Huffman, Edric Chen, Colby Johnson, Mark Gottlieb, Ami Agrawal, Alex Wolseley, Leilani Peralta, Francesco Damari, Tiago Bandera, Jacob Paul, Catherine Zhou, Isabel Tan, Willona Shen, Laura Lin, Alvin Pan, Daniel Hirsch, William Miles, David Yang, Redima Naravula, Nayanathara Palanavale, Stephanie Chang, Alicia Mithal, Seth Brunel, Yeshu Zhang, Leah Zong, Lindsay Finn, Darren Tsai, David Chu, Ryan Bain, Jacob Kuiper, Amit Ajith Wergis, Daniel Kuski, Abbas Agiboya, Sanskriti Yoshi, Joshua Kwesi Adu Ajefumfe, Rawe Shen, Yushuan Wang, Tao Hong.
Thank you, Dean Collins. Will Senior Associate Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, George Boyer, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Jacqueline Bellini. Trenton Cortazzo, Daniel Nagar, Joseph DeVolio, Claire Hoffa, Eric Rivas, Claire McLeod. David Millar. Vanessa Jandu.
Thank you, Dean Boyer. Will Senior Associate Dean of the College of Architecture, Art and Planning, Marc Cuvelier, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Emma Paris Boudreau. Sarah Elizabeth Bunyowski. Alexander Terry. Ramses Gonzalez. Hafsa Muhammad. Xiaoshui Iris Ma. Poyan Shai. Christopher Yi. Eleanor Krause. Maureen O'Brien. Tian Chi Tsui. Zimeng Pan. Isabel Branias Hake. Claudia Liu. Yan Yong Hu. Chaiyun Kaelin Park. Ted Kim. Jae Ho Park. Yao Mi. Coco Tin. Matea Jankovic. Madeline Popkin. Natalia Mara. Yi Young Park.
Thank you, Dean Cuvelier. Will Interim Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Rachel Dunafin, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Anastasia Kavanaugh. Haley Timmons. Kuyan Sun. Olivia Stamatatos. Madeline Kim. Michaela Sierra Healy. Franco Boda. Jared Wolanski. Geneva Lee. Jake Yang Wong. Corey Nessim. Akari Thane. Rona Moonkyung Yoon. Gina Nicole Kim. Alyssa Sheedy. Aaron Kim. Allison Fox. Farah Siegler. Yiwen Sun. Rachel Jillian Matesik. John Anderson Powell III. Yeah. Mendia. Sophie Myers. Abdullah Tahir. Sarita Benish. Sophia Kazi.
Thank you, Dean Denifin. Will the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Ray Jarawadana, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Kevin Winoto, Charles Metzger, Catherine Diane Rosenberger, Coles Cotter, Rebecca Horowitz, Matthew Guo, Nick Bagley, Benjamin Steeper, Daniel Kinviser, Cameron Ryan, Yu Zhou, Chloe Luce Lemoine, Ijo Yu, David Gellickman, Angela Chan, Adriana Veliz, John Masterbirdie, Sharon Rose Alonzo, Abigail Benkert, Eugene Park, Juyoung Lee, Peter Duchovny, Ryan Hill, Maya Fry, Pima Manko Chodi Kasatian, Jacob May, Scott Carlton Stevenson Jr., Alexandra Alexandrova Yankulska, Stanley Shao, Michael Nazaro, Yunsa Lee, Isabel Mashkouri, Stephanie Shum, Emily Chen, Athiti Cabra, Kira Roybal, Izzy Pottinger, Peter Sanderson, Hung Suk Cho, Ezra Stein. Arthur Song. Rundi Yang. Huan Chi. Jinhuan Zhang. Brian Michael Scanapieco. Xavier Chujen. Huran Jiang. Ofan Zhang. Sam Hu. Caitlin Tice. Jillian Maris Shapiro. Shilpa Sathashravam. Logan Gershon. Tyler Nierstead. Nicholas Shepherd. Alexander Keon. Zachary Menchaca. Francis Awani. Stephanie Hoyt. Carrie Himmel. Andreas Pendado Urbance. Housing Pu. Yanchen Saki Wang. Michaela Hamilton. Montana Stone. James Abert. Ellie Cherry. Abby Cherry. McDonald Carden.
Thank you, Dean Jayawardhana. We will now recognize graduates from three schools that are part of the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business: the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, the School of Hotel Administration, and the Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management. Will the Dean of the S.C. Johnson College of Business, Kevin Halleck, please step forward, and the candidates from the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management approach the platform.
Colin Bartlett. Kelsey Price Roach. Andrea Hernandez.
Thank you, Dean Halleck. Will the Dean of the School of Hotel Administration, Kate Walsh, please step forward, and the candidates approach the platform.
Liz Hong. Wendy Yu. Taylor May Hardy. Lily Lee. Jiang Hyung Bian. Liam Foley. Miguel Angel Brotons. Lydia Caro. Emma Marie Anderson. Zimin Wang. Alexander Adamek. Laura Alpern. Kimberly Koo. Eden Letzkiss. Andrew McKendall. Chandler Pfaff. Julia Albanese. Jenna Ray Redeker. David Barge. Kevin Chung. Armando Garza Herrera. Siegfried Gokia.
Thank you, Dean Walsh. Will the Dean of the Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, Lynn Wooten, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform. These candidates have also successfully met the degree requirements for the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences.
Miriam Salakaia. Andrea DiMeglio. Stella Moss. Claire Elizabeth Stewart. Willow Balon. Gemma Pachonga. Ansh Desai. Anthony Galli. Claire Pan. Nari Kim. Thomas Christopher Burney. Christoph Gerlach. Ethan Dicer. Ji-won Park. Dongun Oh. Michelle Wu. Estefani Romano. Donovan Wright. Lucas Goldman. Nikhil Kasarla. Colin Roach. Valeria Mudriz. Tejas Srinivasan. Brian Wong. Musa Pei. Shelby Gossett. Alexis Carmel. Brandon Bertolino. Justin Flores.
Thank you, Dean Wooten. Will Executive Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Max Pfeffer, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Francine Barchett. Jack Novak. Sophie Cook. Julian Robinson. Andrew Faber. Ty Stickley. Michael Ross batting. Chen Ching Lee. Wen Yi Se. Elizabeth DeMeyer. Michael Ha. Connor McGuigan. Aditya Rao. Maria Veronica Silvestri Alvarado. Sukju Yoon. Clarissa Ariel Linai. David Larar. Daniel Marin. Ethan Krantz. Lisa Gussman. Isaac Jang. Alexandra Strednick. Abby Davis. Taylor Reed. Stephen Pierce. Melissa Scarjun. Rebecca Bass. Jessica Prague. Rebecca North. Max DeRizio. Kayla Dawn Ferris. Nicholas Moy. Jane Friedman. Kevin Juarez Leon. Aislinn Sloggenhoff. Claudia Torres. Hunter Kong. Consetta Charlo. Kelsey Gordon. Jamie Wu. Amanda Adair. Johnson Uwamazuma. Ann Werner. Cindy Zhu. Zachary Krause. Timothy O'Connor. Gracia Asensios.
Thank you, Dean Pfeffer, and let's continue. Congratulations, graduates, to all of your achievements. Will you all please rise and join me in another round of applause for these graduates? Cornell University alma mater.
Thank you.
recognition ceremony. Please remain standing while the platform party, faculty, administrators, trustees, and candidates recess to the reception area. Everyone is welcome to enjoy the reception. Thank you for attending and safe travels home.